My name is Markhan Abouzari. It is Geopolitics Podcast. And the topic of this episode is Project Indian Ocean Trade Agreement. So I had a communication where they asked me to talk about some of the geopolitical designs I have and projects I have in my mind. So I'm going to describe to you one of the projects I have. And is making a trade agreement between nations around the Indian Ocean. As we talked about Red Sea in previous episodes, and the dangers of possibility of closing of the Red Sea, not in near future, not according to current world order, but in future it is possible. Then we come across a trade system, which is classic. Trade agreement, which is classic, but is no longer being used today, and is Indian Ocean trade system, which we can revive by creating an economic union or trade agreement between nations around the Indian Ocean. Now, Iran, Pakistan, India, Oman, Yemen, Somalia, and other countries, Kenya, and what is the other country called there, down there? And other countries on the east of Africa, all the way to South Africa. Every country on the coastal line of Indian Oceans, from India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, and even Australia, must sign a trade agreement among themselves so they can do trade between each other. So what are the advantages of doing so? This will provide an ocean trade system where they can use ships to transit across the Indian Ocean between themselves. If you go and study the British Empire, you will see the British Empire was all these regions, but not Iran. Iran was never a colony of any other nation. But if you check the colonies of Britain, vast majority of the nations mentioned were colonies of Britain. And Britain was making wealth by making trade between these countries and using these countries for, developing these countries and colonizing them and having economic activities in them. So British Empire practically was an Indian Ocean trade system, and Britain was somewhere far away collecting tax and getting some supplies for its own works. So how can we revive this Indian Ocean trade system? We have multiple way of doing so. We must develop East African countries. We can do so by having, one of the members of Indian Ocean trade system developing these countries. We can integrate the industries, factories, food production, and economies of these countries into each other by making a trade agreement of free trade. Now, China is building infrastructure in majority of these countries in East Africa. India is rapidly growing. Iran has a strong industrial might and preserving its economy. They say sanctions destroyed the economy of Iran. Yes, economy of Iran contracted, but it's still alive and can rapidly be grown again, and has lots of technologies and industries which can be used and transferred to these countries. And these countries can be used to produce parts, supplies, or use Iranian intermediate products to create their own parts and equipments and final products. So the industrial supply chains can be integrated. They can also become one of the major food producers in the world if they cooperate with each other. This trade agreement system is a very classic and very old system across Indian Ocean between nations mentioned. It brought about one of the most powerful empires in the history of the world. Now, back then, these countries were much more developed and were doing much better. Don't think like after World War II, all of these countries were like poor countries with nothing. They had railroads, ports, and even factories and industries in East Africa. And they had efficient farming and food production. But later, after the colonization era ends, they get independence, and when they don't have experience to use the land and operate their factories, and they are no longer part of an empire that provided for them supplies and parts and was purchasing their products, and they were no longer part of the system. Their system collapsed and they went bankrupt, and the overthrows and political issues set them backward. Now they can also be again developed and revived and be made into a powerful economic system and a union around Indian Ocean with membership of Iran. We want to have Iran as the headquarter, because Iran also connects the Indian Ocean on land to the rest of the world. As you know, China is still building Silk Road, and Silk Road is a collection of railroads. Indian Ocean trade system can be connected to the four corners of Africa, Europe, and Asia by railroads, and integrating a trade system based on sea and on the waters with the land-based trade system and corridor and crossroad of land trade system. Now, how do we develop East Africa? Because we need to develop East Africa, and without development of East Africa, these trade agreements will be having outcomes, but the outcome will be slow. We can use Iranian Revolutionary Guards to develop East Africa, because Revolutionary Guards of Iran have factories, industries, multiple engineering firms, infrastructure building companies, and capability to develop and farm in these countries. And they have also lots of other. Revolutionary Guards of Iran is not only a military organization, it's a very strong economic and business organization. But unfortunately, America has sanctioned it and has declared it a terrorist organization, which must be the status of terrorist organization must be lifted, because Iran has also given a status of terrorist organization to USA military and USA CENTCOM. America doesn't want to be a terrorist. American military doesn't want to be a terrorist organization. So soon after Trump leaves, America must lift the status of terrorist organization from Revolutionary Guards of Islamic Republic of Iran. And once it happens, Iran can do the projects, or Iran can start a new organization for building, you know, China is already building the infrastructures. Iran can build factories and can have also industrial farmings or larger scale and efficient farmings in East Africa. For example, providing, you know, bio and nano engineer fertilizers to East African nations, farming large areas and large amounts of lands and irrigations, building factories and building mines for Iranian industries, and integrating Iranian economy with East African economy. Now, Pakistan will be also another member of this Indian Ocean Economic Union. Pakistan is receiving $72 billion worth of investment from China, and China is building CPAC, which is a railroad connecting China to Arabian Sea. This will also connect the Indian Ocean trade system to China with a very, very short corridor and railroad, enabling them to do transit with China very fast. And then Pakistan will have industrial supply chains and factories highly integrated into China's industries and factories, which can be used as a gateway into Chinese economy and exporting to Chinese market, and as a gateway to integrate Chinese industrial supply chain with Indian Ocean industrial supply chain. Then we have India. India has its own over a billion population, economic capabilities, and industries, which can benefit the Indian Ocean trade agreement a great deal. Then there is Indonesia, Malaysia, and Australia. They will also bring a great benefit to the system, and we want them part of Indian Ocean trade agreement. Then there is also Yemen, which gives them geopolitical superiority, because by membership of Yemen, they can close the Red Sea. Then there is Somalia, which is very important, also gives them great, great geopolitical advantage. And then there is Oman. Oman is also useful and is good and can be used in the Indian Ocean trade system. So we want to make Indian Ocean trade system but we want to include Arabian Sea and Persian Gulf states as much as possible in the Indian Ocean trade system and trade agreement, in which they will have free trade, but not 100% free trade, but, you know, low tariffs, easy transit, and capability to buy and sell goods to each other. Now, we can also have a currency used mutually for trade between them, and we can even publish a new currency with a central bank for them to do trade between members of Indian Ocean trade agreements. There's other things we can do. We can also make a capital market and, you know, credit rating, credit agents, credit capital for them in Iran or some other countries for lending to the members for doing economic activities and investments. And we can also have a parliament for them, or, you know, organization. Or if we are making an organization for it to achieve this goal, we need to have them to be large enough and constantly active, working toward creation of this trade agreement. A organization of nations of Indian Ocean or something like that is not enough. It's good, it's a first step, but it's not sufficient. We wanted to get to the point of making a trade agreement between these nations, or even make an economic and political union. But it will become an empire mighty enough to stand up to the United States and Russia. So they will not allow us to make a political and economic union, but a trade agreement is possible. So this was one of the projects I have, and for the Indian Ocean, and I'm trying to achieve it in 10 to 40 years. These projects take 10 to 40 years to be, you know, signed. For example, it took us 40 years to sign the Silk Road or Obor project to build the railroads by China. It took us 40 years to make a trade agreement between European Union and Japan. It took us 40 years to start PESCO or European military. These projects are very long term, and very difficult to push them forward. But this is one of the projects I have designed. Now, what is my goal by having Revolutionary Guards of Iran developing East Africa? Because I want to have diplomatic, military, and economic presence in these countries and use them as farming for food security and industrialize them and advance their nations. I want to also... These become classified and future goals. But I want to build new cities and have Iranians settled in geopolitically a strategic location, like in Yemen, which I already have, in Somalia, and some other countries like, you know, Gibraltar or Morocco. But these projects are different projects. We don't want to talk about these. But I want to also build new cities in East Africa. If we do so and create this economic agreement between Indian Ocean nations, we have enough land and capability to produce food together as members in the member states to produce all of the food needed for feeding all of the population of planet Earth. Indian Ocean trade system can take control of the food security of the world and feed all of the population of China and India alone and get a superpower status by controlling the food production of the world alone. Now, why Australia's membership in Indian Ocean Economic Union? As you know, Britain is leaving European Union, and once Britain leaves European Union, they will have a trade agreement and with Australia, Canada, and possibly Commonwealth nations. The trade agreement Australia will provide with Britain and its membership in Indian Ocean trade agreement at the same time will provide an opportunity and a gateway for exporting and importing from Britain without having to pay tariffs to Britain or to Indian Ocean Trade Agreement members. For example, if there is a 20% tariff for a part exported from Iran to Britain, Iran can send the parts to Australia and, you know, package them in Australia or stamp them in Australia. And once it's finished in Australia, it can be exported to Britain for like 1% tariff. And Australia membership gives access to us to such, to exporting to Britain in such manner. There is also Asia Pacific members who could be part of cross-Pacific trade agreement members who can become part of this trade agreement to work as a gateway for exporting to other trade systems and trade agreements with lower tariff. Now, these are called industrial supply chains, and these are very difficult to design and to do. And I can talk about it for hours and hours and hours, but we don't want to teach this beyond needed level. Now comes the time for advertisements. If you want Joe Biden, President of the United States of America, you can pay $100 million and we will make Joe Biden President of the United States of America. You can call me at 617-935-5792. We can make Joe Biden President of the United States of America for $100 million. Another geopolitical project I have is creating and building Middle Eastern Economic Union and Political Union. I have also another project and design on my mind, and it is creation of Mediterranean Sea Economic Union and Political Union. But it can only happen after breakdown and fall of European Union, because we cannot allow European Union be on both sides of Mediterranean Sea. Once European Union fall apart, we can create Mediterranean Sea Economic and Political Union, which will be much more powerful than European Union. Another project I have is extending Nakhchivan Karabakh country or region of Azerbaijan all the way to Black Sea and giving it independence, and then later absorbing it into Iran, or just making a trade agreement between Nakhchivan, Karabakh, and Iran. So I'm going to make it longer and connect it to Black Sea, and then make it part of Iran. Nakhchivan will become old Nakh. So this is a political, you know, I think I said it then. So this is another geopolitical project I have. Another project I have is three-state solution for Israel, where I make Palestine in West Bank, Israel, and then I make another nation in southern Israel from Jordan to Egypt, ensuring I can connect Asia to Africa on land by railroads and roads without having to go through Israel. So removing a roadblock by creating three estates in Israel. Another project I have is having New York to leave New York State and join Pennsylvania State and Manhattan and areas. We have some parts of New Jersey and some parts of New York in Manhattan to be no longer part of New York State and join Pennsylvania, and then give independence to Massachusetts and Pennsylvania, giving birth to new nations, to two new nations. If any of these projects interests you, contact me at 617-935-5792 so I can work on them and inform you by a podcast on how we can achieve it.